Hi everyone. My name is Rahul Gupta here. I'm a PM manager in Microsoft. Today I'm going to walk you through how you can create your ITSM connection with OMS solutions. OMS has come up with a new solution called as OMS ITSM connector. This is a very unique bidirectional solution where from OMS you can connect to your preferred ITSM, which could be IT Service Manager of System Center, ServiceNow, ProVant and Cherwell. And when I say bidirectional, from OMS you can create incident or alert or event in your preferred ITSM, but also it is also importing the data from your ITSM back into OMS as well, which is like incident and change request from your ITSM into OMS, and that data is used for basically doing a complement to different OMS solutions like ServiceMap and others. So let me give a demo in terms of how this whole solution can be set up and how you can use in your OMS environment. So in the OMS gallery, if you go here into the OMS gallery, you will see a new solution. Let's go into the details here. You will see a new solution called as ITSM connector. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to own the solution. When I go, I do an add, and within a second, you will see that getting added into my OMS tiles. Okay, let's get started here. Let me go to my home page again. I'll just refresh this page. Usually it'll come through in the tiles. So once I refresh, you will see it in my screen. In this part of the section, we are going to create a connection with Cherwell ITSM. So prior to creating a connection, you should have installed the ITSM connector solution in the OMS workspace, which you can get it from the solution gallery. Once you have owned that solution, you need to click on the configuration button. It will take you to the settings. Go to the connected sources. You will see a new option called as ITSM connector. Open it and add a new connection. And in that connection, you can choose Cherwell, and let's create a new connection here. You will see a Cherwell documentation also available, OMS documentation for that. You can open in a new tab and you can see all the information in terms of how you can create a connection here itself. Okay, you can see the how to connect Cherwell to ITSM connector. Every information is available handy. Let's go back, let's create it. So I'll just say that OMS Cherwell connection. Okay, let's give it a name. I'll connect to my Cherwell ITSM here. I'll put the URL of that instance, put the username and password, and the client ID. Once you fill that information, you can save the connection. But in the meantime, since this is a bidirectional integration between OMS and Cherwell, we not only allow you to create incident or event in your Cherwell ITSM, but we're also reading the data from Cherwell back into OMS. So you can see, you can pick and choose what kind of data you want to sync from Cherwell to OMS. It is up to the user to define it. And we give you a sync data of 120. You can reduce this number if you want to. Beyond that, there could be some configuration items or like some machines which are only available in OMS, for which there is no entry in the CMDB of Cherwell. So if you want those to be by default created when the incidents are getting created in the CMDB of Cherwell, then you just click on this checkbox and then you can save the connection. So it will take around 1 to 2 minutes before the connection is getting created. You can see the connection is coming through. It will start syncing up. So in this meantime, what happens is it will create a connection. The connection has been created. After authentication, it will start getting the config items from Cherwell ITSM back into OMS. And let's see how that comes through. So once the connection is through, you will see the sync date getting updated as well here. Okay, so now once a connection is created, let's try to create incidents or events from OMS. So I go to the log search screen. So log search is a place where you have all the data for logs from within OMS coming together. So now there are two different ways where you can use this ITSM connection. The one is I am going through the logs and I want to take immediate action. And the other one is I want to use OMS alerts where on a certain condition as and a schedule the an ITSM action should be called. So we will see both those actions together in this video. So let's start with the first one where I want to take immediate actions. For example, I'm going through this logs and I find something fishy and I want to take action. So I can click on this three dots. It'll give me an option called create ITSM work item. The moment I do that, you can see the connection coming through. So let's give it a friendly name saying Cherwell incident check. Okay. And then I can select whether I want to file an event or an incident. So I'm choosing incident here. And you can see the fields. These fields are required. So these fields are coming directly from my Cherwell instance from Cherwell instance into OMS. So I'm just selecting that. So I'm doing priority one. All the sources are coming from Cherwell. I select my service. So I can select my category, the subcategory, all that information is what you need to fill. And then you can say create. And it takes a couple of seconds before incident gets created in the Cherwell ITSM. And you can see it got created as well. So what I can do is I can right click and open in a new tab. So now it is taking me to the Cherwell ITSM. Let's see the tickets get created or not on the other side. So I'm going to select the username and password. Okay, I'm signing in. Okay, so you can see now the Cherwell incident check which we called it got created in Cherwell ITSM. Okay, so similarly now the other thing what I can do here is I'm coming back to the screen. So I showed you so far as I want to take an immediate action. Now the other thing is I wanted to take a scheduled action. So what I can do is I can go to the alerts, which is known as OMS alert screen. So the moment I click on it, you will see a new option coming up called as ITSM action. So I can always create a new rule called as Cherwell testing rule. Just putting a name. Okay. And I want it to be executed every 5 minutes. Okay. And anything greater than value one, I want to make sure there is an action being taken. So whenever the query conditions are met under this time frequency and the results are more than this, I want to create a ITSM connection or ITSM incident. So what I can do is I can select I can choose my connection. Then I can choose the work item. So I'm now choosing the work item, which is incident. So, and similarly, the remaining fields will get populated for you. Choosing a work item here. Then you can see the remaining fields are getting populated. So I can select my source, service name. The categories, subcategories, all the information needs to be filled in. And you can see you can save this information. So on a certain schedule, whenever the things are met, you will have these conditions getting met. You will see one more checkbox which I'm checking here is called as create individual work item. Now what this does is based on the log results which are receiving, if you want to create individual entries in Cherwell for each log entry, then you can select this. So for 3155 results, you want to create individual incidents, then select this. By default, it is off. So by default, for one OMS alert, we are going to create one incident in your Cherwell instance. And every time the alert frequency is met, the threshold is met, the same incident will keep on updating. Okay. So I save it, and on a certain time frame, whenever this query is getting executed, you will see an incident getting created in Cherwell. Now I showed you one way, which is a unilateral way of like creating incident or an event from OMS to Cherwell, but you can get the information back from Cherwell to OMS as well. So let's see, once the connection got created, where is this data is coming through. So I come back to the log set screen again. So here you will see a new thing called a service desk underscore CL. Now this is a place where all the different entries from ITSM will be getting populated. So once I click on it, it will open up all the different data points which are coming, and there you can select the connection. For example, I'll select my connection. We created the OMS Cherwell connection. So I'll just select that and say apply. And you can see almost 10,000 incident got create like synced by the time when we are talking about this. So now you can see the OMS shareable, the incident is coming, getting created from the same instance. This is the ID of that, who created it, what's the description, source, and others. So all this data will start getting populated for you from your shareable instance into OMS. And you can say within a couple of minutes, you can say 55,000 incidents from shareable are getting populated automatically in OMS. So it's pretty much like real time, pretty quick. Now all those things are coming through, and if you want to see a consolidated report about all those things together at a central place, then what you can do is you can come to the solution of ITSM connector, click on it. So once you click on it, it will take you inside. So you come to the ITSM connector, you can get into the details of the tile. Go inside the tiles, and now you can see how your things are shaping up in your environment. You can pick and choose. If you have more than one connection, I can choose the connection I created, and it will start showcasing you the value. So now it is like almost 100,000 tickets, which has been updated, 10,000 tickets which got updated. So you can click on it. You can see that information. You can see the list of the affected computers, how many work items are associated with that. All information is coming, and it will also tell you, showcase you the history of the connection which you have created. Everything sitting together to one place. And since we created that Sherwa incident check, you can see that work item also coming through here. You want to drill down further into the incident details, then you click on it and you can see everything coming together into a single dashboard. So it will show you that which incident we created, then what is the priority and of each incident and which machines and others. So all that information is now available for you handy at one place. This information is also being overlapped in the service map solution of OMS, and you can see all the different computers will have a ticketing information as well. So if this is how this whole experience is working together. If you have any feedback and concern, please send an email to omsitsmfeedback@microsoft.com. Thank you very much for watching the video.